I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Rachel Boo says, I've just listened to the episode about having a cafe in swimming group. I kid you not. We have a burger van outside our Slimming World group. Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs. If you've spent the week treating yourself with donuts because you lost a pound last week, this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hello.
Producer Paul is here as well.
Hi.
Let's get our first update of the week. We're going straight in this week with Victoria.
I am 100% nominating myself as most supportive diet partner today, specifically because I have been to Meadowhall and I have avoided the new Project D shop, and we all know how much I love the donuts. I've actually had a really good week, and I think that is why I avoided temptation, because I feel like my head is 100% in the calorie counting game. It's taken me a little while to get there, a good few weeks of faffing about, but I'm there. I will be genuinely annoyed if I haven't lost weight, because I have been in my calories, I have logged absolutely everything, and I haven't had anything outside of that. I've been a slimming angel, if you will. I've got nothing to say this week apart from just sing my own praises, which has been a while, because I really have been off the wagon. But I feel like I'm finally there, and I love that feeling of when you finally just click with a diet and you're just in it and all is well. I say this before I'm to go out for lunch with my boyfriend, because we've got a baby free week this week, so I might quickly nip home, weigh myself, God, I am so dedicated to this podcast, and then go out.
Okay.
God, it's sickening, isn't it?
Okay. Donuts avoided.
I did.
A little thing about me this week coming.
Okay.
I'm going to Donuts Factory to make my own donut.
You're joking.
So I was going to make you one. Do you want one?
Yeah. Honestly, since recording this, I mean, my life has just
hit
the fan.
Fill us in then. So you avoided donuts. You've been a slimming angel.
Yeah. I would like to say that probably is off the cards now, as Ethan has come down on a day one of seven at nursery with chicken pox.
So yeah. You were going to have a full kid-free week, like
you said.
Yeah,
because we're having the house done. So I was having a whole week without my child.
Oh, God.
And he is down. Man down.
No.
So I think this week, I think the Fitbit will be coming out of retirement, because I think there's going to be a lot of walking involved up and down those streets. And we can't go anywhere, so lots of parks and things like that. Probably a lot of cake and coffee and anything to get me through this week.
What a great week you're going to have.
I know. But up until this point, great.
Perfect.
I was having a great week.
How are you feeling?
Good.
Yeah. So did you eat well, like healthily?
Yeah, really good. I've had a really, really good week. Like I said, everything was logged. Everything was in my calories. I did not go over. I did not have anything that I shouldn't have had. Yeah, I've had a really good week.
And?
I've lost 4 pounds.
Bloody hell!
Wow.
This is what happens when I stop eating cake every single day.
Oh my God. 4 pounds is bonkers.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
First week ever loss.
Yeah, I don't do that usually.
Jeez.
Yeah. Sorry to try and put a dampener on this.
Go on.
Wasn't that discussion cheating, what you said there? Because you were talking about going back and weighing yourself before you went out for lunch, which was before your normal time.
Actually, so- if you want to... through that, it was a day earlier. So the fact that I'd lost 4 pounds in 6 days and not seven is actually better.
Yeah, but it's not a fair scientific experiment, is it? It's your weight over 7 days.
I agree with Paul. I agree
with
Paul.
You're just jealous because I've lost 4 pounds because this week.
Well, I'm very jealous of that. Let me tell you that for nothing. But if you did weigh the day after, you'd have only lost two.
No!
You did, because you went out for a fucking massive meal.
Before 9 o'clock this morning, I'd already walked 45 minutes. So whatever I'd ate yesterday had eaten yesterday, I would have burned that off already.
I think, don't register this.
Yeah, I was going to put
don't you dare.
On the spreadsheet, Joe, if I put Victoria -4 eye roll emoji.
Yeah. And then we'll remember.
Do you know what?
We'll
I've been honest with you guys. I didn't have to say that. I was going to go home and weigh myself before going out, before eating a massive burger and massive chips.
Well, we can all do that, darling. We can all lose weight by weighing ourselves before we have any food. I mean, that's a fucking easy trick.
I mean, that is what I do weekly anyway.
If that's how you want to win Slimmer of the Week, then, you know, good luck to you.
Fine, I don't care. I'll get there.
That tells us how Paul's done then, so that's exciting. So we don't know about this week coming up.
No, I'm literally going to play it by ear. I'd like to think that I'm going to have a good week. But I hadn't planned really many meals because it was just going to be me and the other half. So I didn't really have to think of Ethan, whereas now, unfortunately, I do have to think of my child. I don't know. I'm not putting any sort of pressure on myself. I'm gonna get through the day however I get through it,
get back on cake
and just deal with it next week. I still feel good, like I feel fine. Like I said, I'm gonna do a lot of walking, so hopefully whatever I have, I'll burn it off anyway.
If I lost 4 pounds in 1 week, I might actually cry at the scales, which would be horrible for everyone else.
Well, it was nice because I saw the number that, like, I mean, it's the high end of the number, but it was still the number that I was when I lost all my baby weight. So I'm at least back in that stone bracket now. I think I've got another 10 pounds to go before I'm there again.
Right.
Seeing that number was nice.
Fantastic.
So I just hope I can stay in that number for the next week. That'll be fine.
I'll stop listening to you now. So I'm
okay,
so jealous.
That's fine. But I will accept a donut from you, Jay.
Slow round of applause. Do that at home. I'm not doing it. Well done, Victoria.
Cheers, thanks.
Let's do an excuse of the week, which Victoria doesn't need this week, but you may do. Rachel says, I've heard this excuse at our club, and it's this. The excuse was, it was so difficult when I went away because you have to have what's served to you on the plane and they don't sell healthy snacks at all on the plane or at the airport.
Well, you could take your own.
Or stop lying because you don't have to eat shit anywhere. We all know that.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's got a point. I mean, plane food, you do get what you're given.
Well, there's just always a side salad.
But also, are we talking... So that holiday was just... The plane was the only time she went off plan.
Yeah,
it wasn't the all-inclusive...
No. It
was six breakfast she was eating every morning.
Cocktails. Probably didn't have any.
No.
Probably.
Right, yeah. Slimming. Yeah. We don't.
Good excuse, guys. Blame the airline. Blame the airport. Keep them coming in because we need your excuses for this podcast. You might be on a future episode. And remember this. We've got more for you than this episode as well. There's over 170 bonus episodes. Our extra portion. That's if you sign up to our Patreon page. And remember, if you join in February, which is today,
yes,
all this month, you will get a free NSV sticker. Non-scale victory. Yep. Fucking finally, it's here.
Yeah, thank God. Producer Paul. Yeah.
Same difference.
Yeah, we've taken him every year. Like,
I know
he wants praise. And I know people have been sweet about him. But,
No one was saying Michelangelo, hurry up with that ceiling, were they?
We weren't there.
Well, I mean, if you are saying that sticker is an equal amount.
Sistine Chapel-esque.
Sure. Okay.
Have you started marches yet?
No, of course not. It's first of Feb, isn't it?
You need to get on it.
Yeah,
Come on, running out of time.
Have you even got any ideas?
No, none.
Okay. Listen, if you join Patreon in February, you get that as your free sticker. You'll also get access to weight loss certificates, the special gain certificate that people are already applying for on Patreon.
Have you done that? Have you designed that yet?
I am really struggling with that, I've got to say. I've spent quite a lot of time on it and I'm on about draft 6 and I don't like any of them.
Well, it's your idea.
What do you mean you don't like them?
Well, What, I know. I nearly showed them to you guys for an opinion, and I thought, I don't care what you lot are going to say on it.
Well, do you know what, then? You add work to your own workload.
Oh, Victoria, welcome to our club. I've been like this for years.
Gosh.
He's been like this, what he does.
And then you'll complain about the fact you're too busy. You make six of them. Jesus.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Paul's wife right now is applauding you, and she's right.
I mean, that's fine.
so, listen, they're still up for grabs. You've got to have a special holiday. You can't just put a load of weight on this week. That's not how it works. It has to be an event or a holiday that you've really gained. And if your message gets read out on any episode and you are a Patreon member, you will choose which sticker you get from our full sticker range. It's up to you. Chance of winning 100 quid as well. And can we say congratulations to these people on their awards this week?
Congrats to Kira Joseph on her 2 stone certificate.
Two stone. Fantastic. Good,
and Sophie Morris on her 1.5 stone certificate.
Well done. Well done. This proves that Patreon membership still helps you get to Target quicker than any other plan. Well done to those people. If you want to join this month, and remember, you get the new NSV sticker. It's just £4 a month. If you join, go to patreon.com/secretslimpod, or you can search for us in the Patreon app. Right, before we move on to our next update, let's find out how you are feeling so far with your diets this year.
Joanne Horn says, I stupidly went into a shop my teenage daughter uses and tried to squeeze on a sports bra.
Why would you put yourself through that?
What with the stark overhead bulb and all of the mirrors showing lots of back fat, this became the most supportive diet room.
Oh my God.
Oh, changing rooms are brutal.
They really
brutal.
Are. The lighting in there, for starters, is absolutely.
That's
shit.
Why I buy online and change in my bedroom.
Comfort of your own home.
Do we think she means Primark?
She definitely means Primark.
Right.
Well, which, I mean, there's quite a few, though.
Which no one can fit into a sports bra in Primark, even a 12-year-old, let me tell you.
Do you want to hear my billion-pound idea for a women's retailer?
Coming from a man?
I'm telling you, what I would do is all the labels will be one set lower than they actually are. So it will say a size 12 on it, but it's actually a size 14. It will say a size 14, but it's actually a size 16.
Okay. There's a man encouraging lying to a woman.
No, but there you'll go in there and you'll be like, oh my God, I'm only a size 12 when I go there. No, guess where you'll be shopping next
Wallace
time.
Wallace used to do that. Remember the shop Wallace?
Yeah, I do.
They were all, we used to love Wallace because you were always a size smaller in Wallace. And you when you go, well, what clothes size are you? Oh, well, I'm a 14 normally, 12 in Wallace. And that's how it used to
be. But there's, no, you're not right, because every single shop is different anyway. So I can be a size 12 in, I mean, probably not, but size 12 in one, but then a size 18 in another.
Yeah.
Like, I've got a pair of jeans that are a size 20, but I'm like a size 14 dress. Makes no sense.
Okay.
So I think you've sold on that one.
Just keep your nose out, Paul, I think is what we're all saying.
Basically.
I'll make my billions elsewhere then.
Caroline Cheryl says, a lady at work I've not seen since before COVID has lost 14 stone.
What?
In 3 years.
Oh my gosh.
She looks amazing. But there's my inner voice saying, you only need to lose 5 stone and you can't even give up bread. Why are we so hard on ourselves?
I know. 14 stone.
That's a whole person.
That is a whole person.
Wow. Amazing. I bet they didn't even reckon. You can't recognise somebody if they've lost 14 stone.
Yeah, that's incredible.
That's a gastric band.
No, I don't know, though. Over 3 years.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, she's had a good go.
Wow.
Let's not start the gastric band chat again.
Okay. Lots of good comments on that, though.
Yes, it was
a good talking point.
Yes.
Fiona Simpson says, I went out for lunch with a friend today and was confronted by a menu of delicious filled bagels, loaded fries and burgers. I was a slimming angel and picked a delicious chicken feta and apple salad.
Oh, lovely.
Then I had one of their enormous homemade jam donuts. Wow. Life is all about balance.
Sometimes if you deprive yourself with a main course, you go crazy.
I mean,
you just go crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
Rachel Bamford says, after 2 weeks of maintains, every scrap of food has gone in the app, including my water intake. I've had at least 10 speed foods a day. Here's hoping and praying for a loss. We need an update on this, because that feels like a good 4-pounder. Like
that feels
had.
Like a whoosh, maybe.
Maybe.
Including
having all that water.
It's not a thing.
Okay, well, let's find out.
Emma Charlotte says, why can't I get back on track? I lost 4 stone between August and the end of the year, and since then I've put on 10 pounds. If I don't stop soon, I'll put it all back on by summer. I've still got nearly 3 stone to go. I bought a 12-week countdown at Slimming World and faced my 6.5-pound gain, then promptly skipped group and gained another £4.
Oh, no!
What is happening to me?
It's all about getting your head there.
It is, yeah.
Like, you've been in the zone last
Yeah,
week.
My head was there.
Yeah.
Not quite sure now for the rest of the week, but I was there
for
a week.
How lovely when you have a week like that.
I know, it's great.
Nicola Lombardi says, since the new year, I've been back on my hashtag CC bullshit. After putting on 6 of the 7 stone I lost. Maintenance is hard and throw in grief and you have a perfect mix for epic weight gain. God love you. I lost in the first couple of weeks and then nothing. I kept strong with my whole foods, minimised and tracked snacks, almost zero alcohol, plus gym and swimming. And today I dropped 5 pounds.
Yeah.
Bringing my total January loss to 13 pounds.
That's brilliant.
So what I'm saying is the whoosh is real. Producer Paul's anti-whoosh propaganda is not real. Stay strong, keep going and wait for the whoosh. Hashtag cancel Producer Paul.
That's amazing. That's a stone this month, really.
Nearly a stone and fantastic.
Wow.
Because that's just a good...
That's just a, yeah,
milestone
you're in
to
it.
Have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
If only I could get that. Anyway, listen...
Can I just say, Nicola is the listener who's the most horrible about me, and I really enjoy it.
Oh.
She's fun.
Bit of
she's always funny.
Into your life there, producer.
Yeah, he loves it. He loves it. So keep them coming. Because we also do love it too.
I thought you said, though, you want the praise. What do you want?
I want praise from you. Yeah. Listeners making fun of me is fine. I'm okay with that. I want you to be only nice to me at all times.
I can't keep up with what you want, like, typical man.
Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive a No Shaming Again sticker. If you're a Patreon member, of course, you choose which sticker that you get. Just get in touch with your name and address. And you can contact us on our socials as well, at Secret Slim Pod, plus the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook, where there's tons of chat between you and our lovely listeners. We are on there as well.
We are.
And if Paul gets insulted, he also joins in.
Yeah, he pops up occasionally, doesn't he?
I gave some great advice to someone who's thinking about going gluten-free this week.
Do you know what Paul's like? You know, if your other half, if your other half's a bloke and they do a bit of housework, they announce that they've done it.
Yeah.
So it's like...
But women just
come hello, I've done housework. Look at me. Look how brilliant I am. And you have to give him a round of applause. Paul answered a question about somebody who's recently found out they're a celiac. Answered the question...
Yeah.
And then told us that he'd answered
the
question
chat.
For praise.
And now he's telling the rest of the listeners.
Do you want us to tell you every time we answer... An inbox.
You're just going back and forth about stickers and stuff. I'm actually saving lives.
Well, you're trying to kill them a few weeks ago.
Yes, absolutely.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Thank you. let's get our next update, and it's from me.
Once again, due to my work, I've had to eat things I would not be having on this bloody diet. We went to review a pub lunch. When we got there, there were three of us, and she said, oh, what I need you to do is I need you all to review a different three-course meal. So I had to have three courses against my will. Let me tell you, it was gorgeous, but I was not planning on that, right? I've got a couple of incentives to keep going on this diet. One is my sister messaged me. She lost £3 last week. Always great to get a message like that from your sister. We're not in competition. Also, I may have said this before in previous years, but probably didn't mean it then. I will be having to get my hay fever jab in the next couple of months. And if you're a certain weight, you have to have two jabs. You have to pay for two, which makes it 150 quid, I think. If I was under that weight, it'd be 75. So that is an incentive in itself. Side note, I've been targeted shapewear, but I've never worn it before. And we are doing a photo shoot in a few weeks with the radio station that I work with. And I just thought, oh, get some bloody shapewear because it looks like a miracle. Is it? Where are my rolls of fat going?
Good question. And is it comfortable
all
day?
You do look like a sausage roll. But
what? No, I don't want to look like that.
But they're not comfortable all day. You've literally got to wear them, do your shoot, get them off, get back to your normal roles.
Do you?
Yeah.
What about going to the loo? That was my other thing.
Well, it depends what you have. Mm. It depends what you wear. Because you could get like all body ones, or you can get just like tummy ones
I'm
or
so
shorts.
I'm so excited to look like I've lost weight. Not to lose the weight, but to look like
I'm not
I
saying
have.
That you should do this because you do not need to do this at all. But if it's a photo shoot, can't they just like airbrush you? And
no,
just
they
squish?
Don't. And I also don't want to do that. I want to fake it myself. Rather than them do it.
I mean, you can get good shapewear. You really can. But just I'm interested. To be a little bit uncomfortable.
I'm interested. I'm keen. But I do want to know where the fat goes. It's got to go somewhere. It physically has to go somewhere.
It just makes you a bit more tight.
Yep. Happy to be that.
Does it go inwards and crush your organs?
Yeah, that is essentially what it's like. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. Well, Paul's on a train with me that day, so if you could look after
God,
me medically.
Don't wear it on a train.
What, I was going to wear it all day?
Oh, well, RIP then.
Okay, fine.
But don't women wear it like for a wedding or something? And that'd be a full day and evening.
Yeah. Can you breathe in it?
Who needs to breathe?
I know, well. Okay.
I think it depends where you go, and I think it depends how tight you get it. Because I've worn it for a wedding when I was a bridesmaid. I wore it. Mm. Believe me.
Okay.
It was a long day.
This doesn't seem like it's good. This doesn't seem like it's a good thing.
It's just, yeah, I mean, it is good, because it depends how you want to look in the photos.
Great. I want to look great.
Do you know what you're wearing, or is it a styled?
No, I do, yeah. Okay. It's going to be styled around the shapewear.
I would. I would take the shapewear with you and maybe put it on just before you get changed.
I don't know if there's going to be the facilities. It's a tricky scenario.
Well,
what, train
know.
Toilets?
You might have to help me put it on.
No, you do. You do need help sometimes.
Oh, God. I'm not doing this. It sounds absolute fucking horseshit. It sounds like it's not for
I
me
had
already.
One. It was like, because I think my dress, they had loads going on at the top. So I had to have like a boob tube one. So it like started here and it went all the way down to like my knees.
Oh, okay.
So that was quite good. But then you've got to deal with the chafing. So then I had to put shorts underneath that as well.
Jesus. So you've actually just got extra layers.
Yeah.
Hold on. Down to your knees, as in it's like a skirt, it's not into shorts type
no,
thing.
No. So this one went all the way just down to my knees, like a dress version of it.
So that is like a tube.
Yeah.
It's like a full dress in itself. And then you're putting a dress on top of it.
Yeah, and then shorts and then knickers underneath that. It was great.
No.
Yeah.
How did you walk?
I walked down the aisle absolutely fine. But you can get shorts. Shorts versions of them.
Just picturing you. Because your thighs are presumably like
rubbing
pinned
together. Yeah, hence the chafing shorts underneath that.
But honestly,
Joe,
it doesn't sound good. I've changed my mind.
I bet I've still
I'm
got
now
it.
In a panic.
I tell you what, if I've still got it, I'll bring it in next week. Because it looks like it's about half the size of you. Because
it looks like you can't get.
Yeah, it looks like you can't get in it because it's
I've
that
got
tight.
Claustrophobia now.
That's what
just got
like.
It. Yeah.
Just imagine how are you, you know, go from seated to stood up.
Oh, you can do that. That's fine. But you know, sometimes...
Yeah, but say you're at a table and you need to get up to the side of the table. You can
wiggle.
You can't...
Wiggle. But the worst thing, though...
I can't be wiggling on
is
the
you
train.
You know when you sit down to go to the toilet...
Yeah, yeah.
And you just pull it up ever so slightly, it automatically just, like, shoots up.
You can't go. What if you can't get it back
it
down?
It rolls itself back up.
What if you can't get it back down?
Oh, you can. You just need to roll it back down.
Why are people doing this?
You need some kind of tin opener contraption, don't you? Like for a corned beef.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the hardcore ones, but you can just get the knickers of it, which obviously are just.
I don't know if I want any of it anymore.
The knickers aren't as bad, but like I say, it depends how hardcore you want to go.
I wanted to go hardcore, well, but now I've got to rethink my whole day. I'm just going to wear a loose caftan. Fucking hell.
Look, I'm just being honest.
I know you are, but you see, I've tried to do a bit of research online and all I can see is glowing reports.
Yeah, because and it's
But I asked for an honest review. I didn't get this bullshit I got from you, let me tell you.
It is honest. Great. I mean, I looked great. It was perfect. It did the job.
That's all I want to do.
But I was very uncomfortable for the entire day.
We're off to the pub afterwards.
Oh, for God's sake. Well, I don't have anything fizzy. The bloat in that.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes, obviously.
I don't know what
I thought. It could be like explosive.
Oh, I mean, that's a bit extreme. But
well,
you know
it's building up gas though, isn't
it?
Fizzy
drinks.
You
know how uncomfortable you are sometimes if you have a lot of fizzy drinks just wearing normal clothes, let alone something that's
constricting you. I'm just going to have to do a lot of belching.
Oh!
You don't mind, Paul, do you?
Sure, yeah, great. Can't wait for this day.
Oh, I'm really dreading it now. But listen, I'll have a go. Let's have a go, see what happens.
Oh, my God.
This three-course lunch.
Oh, it looked lovely, though.
It was delicious.
Looked really nice.
I promise you, I'd looked at the menu and I was going to have a chicken skewer starter with a side salad as my main.
Yeah.
I was going to be good. And then
just got given it.
We were just forced to have a three-course meal.
Oh, what a shame.
And out of politeness, I had to say yes. Hate, literally horrible.
Okay. That's a bit extreme.
No, but
it's free food.
It was free and I was grateful and it was delicious. But I am trying to lose weight here. So there's a lot of things against me. A lot of things.
Okay.
I've been on the scales.
I was going to say, did it show?
Yeah.
Oh.
Half a pound on.
That's fine.
I know, but I'm pissed off because I was on a roll. Even my Slimming World leader said, oh, 3 in 3 you've had.
Yeah, like, see, I not think anymore. That was a bit of a fluke anyway, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, to be honest, you might be right.
Look at it on an average. So for what has Joe lost for January?
So £3 lost, that
yeah,
is.
That's all right.
That's all right, isn't it?
But yeah. Also, if you go 3 out of 4 weeks every month with a loss, 1 week gain.
That's fine.
Depends what you gain in that 1 week, though, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, that is a good point.
If I'm honest.
I don't think that's bad going. I think that's really good. So this month, last month?
In Slimming World, they split the room up.
Yeah.
So half of you are on one team and half of you are on another team. So about 15 of us on my team and you get 1 point. Oh, no, you get 50.
No. Oh, for every time you lose.
Yeah, every time you lose. Sorry, you get 100 points or 50 points for half a pound. So it's 100 points
it's
a pound.
Bullshit.
Our whole team of 15 people got 350 points, which is £3.50. That's it.
Out of 15 people,
yep.
And you were that half.
Well, I was half on, so I.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, of course.
I cancelled the fucking all of it.
Oh
out.
God, God, people have had a great January.
Yeah, it was one of those weeks. Luckily for me, where everybody had a good first few weeks of the year.
Would you know what I noticed on my social media was everyone had got until this weekend and was like, had a good run for dry January.
Yeah, because I think payday came around,
yeah.
And then
everybody
like,
just went crazy.
Sod it.
Everyone went crazy.
Yeah,
but. Guys, draw a line.
Joe, it's half a pound.
I know,
but
I didn't want to do it.
Joe, you had a three-course lunch that wasn't planned.
Yes, true.
Over your sins, probably for the week.
We went out for tea on Saturday night as well, and I had a burgerless... No, I didn't. I had a bunless chicken burger thing.
Nice.
With extra salad. I had no chips, no onion rings.
So apart from the lunch
so
out...
So I did good. I think I've done good.
Yeah, well, I think you have as well.
I want to lose it. I want to do what
you're very
done.
Critical of yourself.
Thank you, darling. I wish I'd have supported you a bit more.
Yeah,
now,
I do, actually. I don't want to be some bloody ice.
This year, we really want to celebrate your NSVs, of course. It's Non-Scale Victory Month. Because we've got to learn to love ourselves. I should read this to myself.
Exactly,
NSVs, non-scale victories. Tell us all about them, please. Please. Laura Dunphy says,
my watch just went into another notch.
Oh.
Yeah.
When I got it, it was on the fattest hole.
Oh, fantastic. That's good. A belt.
That is good. A belt, or yeah.
Or your ring or anything like that.
Even a bra strap as well.
Oh, my God, yes.
That's great when you do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you actual bra strap. Oh, hang on, I'm going to have to buy a new one for £38.
I'm at rest.
Yes. Make sure you are listening to our fun size episodes, guys. They go live every Tuesday on this feed because let me tell you this. It could save your relationship if you listen to the fun size episodes. We discuss a dilemma each week that a couple are having. The wife who wasn't happy that her husband bought her a robot Hoover as a present is just one example. You can catch up anytime, which is what Cheryl did, and she sent us this voice note.
I have had some of the worst presents from my husband. He's tried so hard to get it right, but he just kind of gets it a little bit wrong. For example, I really wanted Ugg boots one year, so he bought me these leather Ugg boots that I was desperate for. He bought me an American size 6 instead of a UK size 6.
Oh, no.
I wanted new perfume. It's the Black XS one that I love. He bought me the aftershave.
Oh, no.
I wanted a new laptop bag. Showed him the type of one that I wanted. He bought me the man's version. I wanted the Lady Gaga album, the newest one. He bought me one from 4 years ago. He's bought me a Jägermeister lamp. He's bought me a job lot of nail varnish off of eBay, which contained about 45 different coloured nail varnishes.
Oh, wow.
He bought me Adidas trainers that I was desperate for as well, but they were an American size 6 instead of a UK size 6. Or any kitchen gadget, you name it, I've had it. So he kind of gets what I want, but doesn't just quite get it right. I've had many a cookbook from him.
Oh.
Amazing. Really great
work.
What
I'm getting from that, though, is he really cares.
He does. He's a real trier.
Yeah, he really cares.
You see, my boyfriend often says to me, why don't you go out and buy it
and
then bring it back to me and I'll wrap it up for you. And I'm like, fuck off.
Tell me exactly what you want. Why don't you send me the link to it? Oh, right, so I can see how much it costs as well. Okay, yeah, that's fine.
US size 6 is a 3.5 in UK size.
Oh, no.
So that's presumably kids.
That
so
he, is, must yeah.
he must have found the cheaper one. If he's done that twice, he's gone, I've got a bargain here. Because they're kid sizes.
No.
All right, then. Before your final messages, it is time to find out how producer Paul has done this week. Have you had a good week food-wise?
I mean, I've had a delicious week food-wise.
Did you have your takeaway pizza?
Yes, I did. So this time, this little business that are near me, they do their gluten-free pizza. They were doing gluten-free fried chicken for the first time, KFC style, with KFC style gravy as well.
Oh, okay.
So what I did smartly was I ordered the largest possible amount of the chicken and a pizza, thinking I'll have the pizza on the Sunday. What I actually did was I ate the chicken, then I ate the pizza.
Oh, my God.
And then I ate my wife's leftover pizza on the Sunday.
Oh, my God.
As a result, I've put on a pound this week.
Good.
It is good. But that's a pisser, because I've put on half a pound and I really tried.
Well, you didn't, Joe, because you had a three-course dinner out.
But I didn't mean to.
Right.
Whereas he's just gone fucking balls deep in pizza.
Yeah, I have.
Didn't you gain last week as well?
No, I lost last week, but I gained the week before. So I'm gaining and losing the same pound, and I'm still, like, very much Christmas weight.
Mm.
Like, I've not put any...
You've not really tried, though, have you? No, you haven't though. The answer to that question.
Yeah. That's why it's pissing.
So have you got any takeaways ordered for this week?
Nothing ordered yet, but, you know, weekend's on its way, isn't there?
It really is.
It's been a while since I've had a kebab. It's been at least a fortnight.
2 weeks?
Yeah, I know. Long time.
Oh, my God.
And also, though, now he's really inspired me with the fried chicken, because I have tried to cook that myself at home, because that's something I really miss. And my wife and I have been discussing, we've even been discussing about getting a more advanced deep fat fryer for the house, which could be dangerous.
Okay, well, good.
But that's not that fattening, though, right?
I'm like, message her in a minute to encourage that to happen. In fact, I might chip in. All right, let's hear some messages after last week's episode. We're going to start just wanting to mention gastric band gate, which we mentioned last week. We had a ton of messages All of them we've read. We've taken them all on board. You very clearly know a lot more about this
than we did. Which is fine.
So if you want to check out any of the Gastric Band chat, the actual facts about it, yeah, rather than
just our opinions,
maybe what Victoria said and Paul, not me, please go to our community page because it's all on there.
I've got a feeling we're going to get a similar kind of response to the shapewear discussion this week.
Oh, God. Me too. I wouldn't know what to do.
I love it.
Apart from those messages, we also had messages about other things you heard on the episode.
So Nicola Dickinson says, I just sat listening to today's podcast where the Greg's sausage role in group is mentioned, and Victoria said a cafe at group would make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I go to a community centre where there is actually a cafe in the same room, and the amount of ladies sitting after they've weighed with a sausage and egg balms, toasted tea cakes, and even cake is so funny.
What the fuck?
They all sit there saying, well, it's weigh day, it doesn't count. Then wondering why they aren't getting big losses.
That is ballsy. That is,
so they go. So imagine you've been weighed and you sit there with a sausage and egg cob, as we call it, mm-hmm, toasted tea cakes, mm, and cake.
I mean, I can imagine it. I wouldn't dare do it in front of the leader.
God, you'd need a whole tray. Could you serve me up a platter, guys?
Oh, my God. I need to be seen to walk out of there at least like I'm going to do good.
Well, they keep going back every week, so she's still making money. Well, so that it doesn't really matter, does it? True. I mean, quid's in for everyone, isn't it, here?
Rachel Boo says, I've just listened to the episode about having a cafe in Slimming Group. I kid you not, we have a burger van outside our Slimming World group. I don't know if it's genius or just mean.
Oh, my God.
The smells. The problem is the smells of that.
That is hardcore. Yeah. Because, I mean, they'll be calorific.
But can you confirm, Rachel, is anybody ballsy enough to start a queue? I mean, I wouldn't dare.
Oh, wow, that is crazy.
I would not dare. Okay. Well done if you've done that, by the way.
And just before we crown Slimmer of the Week, we got this message from Katie. Just a thought. If, generally speaking, men lose twice the weight of women, should producer Paul's losses be halved?
Really? Very great question.
Yeah, that is interesting, isn't it?
That's unfair. Okay, well, I only gained half a pound this week.
No, losses only. Yeah. Well, shall we discuss that when he actually has a loss?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't think it'll be any time soon. So
clearly not now.
Put it on the back burner.
All right. Well, listen, we will discuss that. He will not be allowed to win unless he loses double us.
Yep. No, that's not right.
Thank you for your messages this week. You've all got yourselves an exclusive No Shame in Again sticker. Right. Slimmer of the Week is very clear. There's no debate week because there's only one person who's lost. That is lovely, Victoria.
I know you're not happy about it.
No, I just think you weighed at the wrong time.
That I've let you get away with it.
I'm just saying, I could also have weighed whenever I wanted to and brought you in some sort of result. God knows what that would have been.
It could have been worse.
It could have been, very true. Well done.
Thank you.
£4.
Three gritted teeth.
Four full, beautiful, lovely pounds.
Beautiful.
Well, you did lose those, as we know. Not anymore. We will be back on Monday for Patreon members. Then episodes on Tuesday and Thursday on this feed. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember,
there's no shame in a game.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.